From 1995 to 2005, 39 young men went to sleep one night as high school basketball superstars, only to wake up the next day and become NBA professionals. Kobe Bryant may have put on a Hornets hat in 1996, but only one of this elite club has ever put on the teal and purple.
With the 15th pick in the 2004 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select Al Jefferson from Prentice High School.
He originally intended to go to the University of Arkansas, but instead, Jefferson decided to unleash his unique mix of size and agility on the NBA. As most prep-to-pro stars would find out, the transition into professional basketball would prove more physically and emotionally taxing than they ever thought.
You know, getting ready for the season, like training camp and all that stuff, that was probably the most difficult thing. You know, coming from high school, you weren't expected to play in one city, travel and play in another city and be ready and be expected to play your best.
We're talking training camps full of grown men worried that you might be there to take their job, their livelihood, away from them. Seemingly endless practices, constant travel across the country. This was nothing like the small gyms and short trips that defined his senior year at Prentice High School. In contrast, the newest addition to the Charlotte Hornets, Frank Kaminsky, spent four long years at the University of Wisconsin, an elite Division I program under a tough and old-school coach in Bo Ryan. Surely Frank would be prepared for the physical demands of life in the NBA.
It's pretty grueling. Feels like the season started like 2 years ago, so it's been a long year, but you know, I'm doing what I love to do.
Even a four-year college star eventually succumbs to the toll that the NBA unleashes on the body, and that doesn't surprise Al Jefferson one bit.
You catch them rookies be asleep before you even leave the arena when you're on the way to the airport, you know, because they're just not used to it. That's why we call it a rookie wall.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
We're going to build the wall.
Ah, yes, the infamous, possibly mythical rookie wall. Not just reserved for prep prodigies or one-and-done freshman phenoms. Frank Kaminsky has certainly had an up-and-down year statistically, especially his three-point shooting, which has fallen away for weeks at a time. Maybe he did hit the wall, but he's done what some haven't been able to do, and that's get back up. He's still a vital part of the Hornets' rotation, something he feels like staying in school helped him to maintain.
It's really prepared me for this rookie season because that's kind of what it's been like. It's been up and down. I've had good games, I've had bad games, I've had good streaks, bad streaks. So, you know, I've been through it before mentally, and I know how to get through it now.
The mentality, the maturity it takes to play at the highest level is something that was cited as a reason to institute this current age limit enacted in 2006. Though, of those 39 prep stars taken in the draft, more than 70% were able to have extended NBA careers. They weren't all superstars like Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett, but they weren't all Corleone Young and Leon Smith either. All right, so what about the current rule? One and done. For those who are able to play in Division I college basketball, even for 1 year, the experience can be extremely rewarding and helpful. Take Hornets starting power forward Marvin Williams. He played 1 year at the University of North Carolina in 2004 and 2005 and helped the Heels win a national championship.
I feel like I was one of those guys that benefited from the one-and-done situation. I learned a ton of things from Coach Williams, from the basketball side, from the professional side. You know, I think his 1 year, his influence on me, you know, was a big reason why I feel like I've had an okay career as a pro.
So, if he learned so much in such a short amount of time, the question lingers. Why not stay longer? Learn more. Be more ready.
I felt like from the situation that I came from, I had to take advantage of it because I had an opportunity to help my family. So many guys don't come from the best situations that are in the NBA today, and they have opportunities to really change their families' lives and they take advantage of it.
Huh. So we've looked at this from the angle of physical maturity and the angle of mental maturity. But then there it is, the philosophical. Should an adult 18 years old, 19 years old, be able to use his gifts to take care of his family. As the NBA engages in labor talks again, flush with new TV money, the subject of extending the age limit even further could come up again. Will it be for the good of the game, or is this a solution in search of a problem?